And you're listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Julia Carr-Katzler here. And Josh Green joins me in the studio again with the week's headlines. Josh, what happened this week?
Well, Julia, I thought we'd do something a little bit different this week for News of the Week because it has been NAIDOC week. So I thought we could look back and think about some of the more prominent stories for Indigenous Australia this week.
Fantastic. Let's do that.
Absolutely. So Monday started, let's think about 9 a.m. what was happening on TV, Play School, and they had their new doll, Kaya, who's
right.
from Noongar country in what we now call Western Australia. And it was a massive episode for the show because it was the first time it had an all-Indigenous people lineup, and all of the content was about Indigenous cultures in Australia and taking care of country together.
Very cool.
For
children to see as well, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So that would be, that's like a pretty landmark episode of a very long-running show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been one of ages.
Yeah.
I remember when I watched it back in the day.
Absolutely.
Do you remember watching Play School?
Yeah, I feel like it probably hasn't really changed that much, has it?
I guess not, no.
Just dolls doing
stuff.
Hopefully
still reading.
Hopefully still
out.
The windows. What was your favourite window?
Oh, man.
Three.
Maybe the diamond.
No way, the arch. It has to be the arch. I was judging you from the moment you started to say diamond. But also some really good news as well. It was $5.6 million in funding for the healthy aging of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples announced by the government. So that was from Ken Wyatt and Greg Hunt.
Fantastic.
And so $5.6 million, the guy who's getting the largest share of it, Professor David Currow, we'll use his $1.2 million grant to use cutting-edge data science and technology to make a difference in researching why Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are affected by cancers with worse health outcomes. And the Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, said that it's an important investment, but it needs to be done culturally, with cultural respect.
Sure.
And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people need to be actively involved in and directly benefiting from the research, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Tuesday, we had the class action settlement in Queensland, and that was for the 10,000 workers from last century who had their wages stolen, and there was this class action movement, and $190 million will be paid back to them.
Oh, wow.
Following that news yesterday, we had the litigation funder saying that this is like a really good way for Indigenous peoples to have better access to justice, and it opens doors for many more people who could be in similar class action suits. So that's good. And then also on Wednesday, what day is it, Julia? we had the massive announcement from the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, which was, of course, that we've got the now 3-year time frame to set up the process for a referendum on recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the Constitution.
About time.
And he was saying that, you know, it's really important that we don't just go for like a 51, like small majority in most of the states with most of the people, but we need to aim for something like 1967 with that massive, was it 91%, 93%? It was in the 90s. And that's, well, it was in 1967. You know, the result was up in the 90%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a balancing act between pragmatism and optimism for him. And Linda Burney says, we might not reach a consensus on how to do it, but it's just about doing the best thing for most of Australians. And that's what politics is about.
Sure.
And then yesterday, of course, we had some of Ken Wyatt's own party coming out to criticise the move. And headlines today that say the coalition rejects the constitutional recognition.
Eyes
rolling. It's like, well, Ken Wyatt is part of the coalition. I don't think he's rejecting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but major eye roll to that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, yesterday we had those pictures of heaps of tourists flocking to Uluru to climb it before the activities banned on October 26th. Disappointing images. I did a little Google search just before, and even Google corrects it to Ayers Rock instead of Uluru.
Oh, really?
Like, you'd think that.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's from a more international perspective, people like coming to Australia and searching it. But
yeah,
when was the last time you heard Ayers Rock? I thought we were done with that.
That's shocking. Google, Jesus.
Yeah, but then I think, you know, NAIDOC week isn't going to end on that sad note. The celebrations continue today and tomorrow. So plenty more to look forward to. And
there's heaps happening. I think there's an event in Hyde Park and there's all kinds of activities and things going on. But have you been out to anything this week for NAIDOC? No?
Oh, I intended to and then life happens.
Life happens.
So much.
It does.
I really want to head out to this exhibition on Mum Shirl, who's been touted as the Black Saint of Redfern, happening in Paddington. Looks really interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was going to go to some other things and met all these talks at Sydney Uni and
yeah, nice.
It's like there is so much going on, which is so good.
There's heaps.
Maybe I'll watch the Play School episode on iView.
Yeah, me too. I'll check it out.
We can do it together.
We should watch
it together.
Let's
hang out after this.
Let's definitely watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Josh, that was really refreshing. Some good news in there.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Julia. Happy NAIDOC Week.
Yeah, happy NAIDOC Week to you too. Thank you. That was Josh Green with the news of the week. Some happy news there for NAIDOC Week this week.